Verse number 1, the Bible said in 2 Kings chapter number 4, "Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in thy house? And she said, Thine handmaiden hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and thou shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full." Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Ask him to help us. Father in heaven, we're asking you, Lord, to touch us, amen, here today. Just to, amen, minister into our hearts and our souls and our lives. God, I pray, Lord, that you would, amen, get a hold of us. Lord, let us see, God, that you'd like to do within us. And Lord, we'll praise you and thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Well, I don't know exactly what to title this yet. Amen. I feel a message here. So I want to, amen, not just have a sermon to give you and 3 points and a poem. Maybe I just want to take this text and just see exactly where we can go with it this morning. Amen. But as we look at this, most of us already know what happened. Many of you, when I told you to turn to 2 Kings chapter number 4, amen, many of you Bible readers, you know exactly where we were going. Amen, talking about this woman here who had a situation. How many knows that she needed a miracle here? Amen. I said she needed a miracle. Amen, when we look at this woman's situation, and amen, we see that the Bible tells us that she had lost her husband. And because of the debt that she was left with, we see that her sons are about to have to be sold to slavery. I thought about this this morning and thought about how that, amen, the generation that has been before us, amen, I thought how that, you know, those that knew the Lord and those that, amen, seem like we've come through an era of time, amen, in which folks, amen, have not given their best to God. Amen. How many believes that we're in an era of time, amen, in which, amen, we have collected a debt in the house of God? I said we've collected a debt. Hey, oh yes, we have. Amen. Our previous generation before us, amen, is getting us ready to sell us out to slavery. Can somebody say amen? And when we look at this situation among the church, amen, we see, amen, a need. We see a need for a great miracle and a great revival, amen, among the house of God. When we look at the older generation, I thought about, amen, Sister Warren's generation. Amen, I thought about a great and a mighty army. Amen, how that they stood for God. Amen, people said, well, it was easier back then. Amen, the devil that Brother Green talked about this morning, amen, he's just the same as he's always been. I know, amen, that we're looking at a generation of the world, amen, oh, but they had it tough and they had it hard then. Amen, but they were still a mighty army because they gave themselves to God. Amen, they didn't worry about themselves. Amen, they wasn't fighting for their own self. Amen, but they were fighting for God. Amen. Amen, we look at that generation, we read, and amen, we see how that they, amen, were a generation that was red hot. Amen, they experienced the fire of Pentecost at any cost. How many knows it cost you something? Amen, to have the true, amen, goods. Yeah, amen, you can get on your Honda and go to town. Amen, you can ride your Kawasaki all over the place. Amen, and not have no, amen, a dedication and no consecration in it. Amen, oh, but if you want the real, amen, that I've been feeling around here this morning. Amen, you have to pay the price. Amen, for real Pentecost. Yes, you are. Amen. That generation, they gave up the world. Amen. They gave up. Amen. They sacrificed their time. I got a lot to preach to you this morning. We might not get out till 1 o'clock.
Hallelujah. Amen. I told Brother Aaron last night, we had some fellowship with them. Amen. And if you get jealous, it's because you ain't asked us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And I told him, I said, Brother, I feel like we ought to just start revival in the morning. I got enough to preach. Hallelujah. Amen. When we think about, amen, time, and amen, nobody wants to give of their time no more. Amen. They've got to, amen, time, amen, to go on vacation. Amen. They've got time, amen, to work on their house. Amen. To do what they, but not enough time for the work at the house of God. Amen. I've thought about it time and time again. Amen. How that men will sacrifice so much for themselves. Amen. And claim to be Christians. Amen. Oh, but I'm telling you what, that generation sacrificed their time. Amen. They said, we're going to give it to God. Amen. They prayed. They sought the Lord. Amen. They had an altar in the, amen, in their own homes. Praise God. Oh, not just the house of God. Amen. They gave money. Amen. You know, amen, we've got more money today. Amen. Than what they had back then. You say, well, it takes more. Amen. A lot of them didn't have it to give. Hey, come on now. Hey, I just preached you a whole revival in one service here. Amen. I said they didn't have it to give. Amen. A lot of them, amen, were sharecroppers. Amen. A lot of them, amen, they took and they had a trade among themselves just to have enough. Amen. But what money they came in contact with. Amen. They gave it unto God and gave it unto the work of God. I'll tell you what. I appreciate what God's given me. I appreciate. Amen. Oh, I'm glad. Amen. I say, amen, I have a nice outfit. Amen. Among evangelizing. Amen. But you know the reason that it was. It's because we first gave unto God. I said we first. Amen. Sacrifice. Amen. Let me just preach to you here. Hey, I'm talking about having the fire. Amen. A Pentecost. Being, amen, that older generation. Amen. Let's go on just a little bit further this morning. Amen. But now we see a generation. Amen. Who has started, amen, instead of tasting and seeing that the Lord is good. Amen. They have returned to those beggarly elements of the world. Can somebody say amen? Oh, yes, they're trying to get by with this. And they're trying to get by with that. I'm talking about the generation before me. Amen. There's some of you in this house this morning. Amen. That know what I'm talking about. Amen. Some of you, amen, you, amen, are an exception to the rule, amen, because most of your, amen, kind, amen, most of your generation, amen, has sold themselves out to the devil. Can somebody say amen to that? I said they've sold themselves to the devil, amen, and now we're living in a generation, amen, in which my generation, amen, and my children's generation, amen, are going to have to pay the consequences, amen, for the debt that some, amen, have incurred. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. We need a miracle this morning, church. I said we need a miracle. Oh, yes, we do. Amen. The creditor has come. Amen. The Bible said that the wages of sin is death. And because, amen, the generation before me, amen, spent, amen, all they had on righteous living. Amen. We have been left with this debt. I said we've been left with this debt. How many could agree this morning? Amen. The creditor has come. Amen. He's come to your house. Amen. That's why some of your family's lost. Amen. Because the world's a pulling at them. I said the world's a pulling at them. Oh, and they're trying their best. Amen. The devil is to destroy their soul. Oh, yes, he has. He's come to my house. Amen. Oh, mine. He's going to continue to try. Amen. To take those. Amen. From the house of God. I said he's going to take your children. Oh my, man, if there's ever been an hour where you need a miracle and you need to see how big of a miracle you need, amen, it's in this hour right now. Amen. You see, I can't sacrifice my time. I can't sacrifice my money. I can't sacrifice nothing to God. Amen. But just about 3 or 4 hours a week. Amen. That's why your children. Come on now. I'm not just preaching to one. I'm preaching to us all. Amen. That's why my family. Amen. It's not where they need to be with God. It's because there were other things that were more important. Amen. Than serving God. Amen. We need a miracle. Oh, yes, we do. Amen. The creditor. amen, has come here this morning, amen. The creditor in our text, I got to get a new printer or something. Hallelujah. Amen. In our text, amen, we see this woman, amen, has cried out to the man of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I said this woman has cried out, amen, to the man of God. Amen. First thing, amen, after she cries out unto Elisha, we see him asking her, amen, what shall I do for thee? Come on now. I said he asked her, amen, what shall I do for thee? Oh, I want to preach to you right here for just a little while. Hey, I know we've got a lot of shams and shows and shysters. Amen, even been among the holiness people. Amen, but all of us ain't like that. Can somebody say amen? And you see, oh my, she went to the man of God. Amen, she asked of God. Amen, how many knows? Amen, everybody always runs to the man of God. Amen, when they're in trouble. Amen, but they don't want much to do with him. Amen, when they're not in trouble. Amen, when everything's going just fine. Amen, they want to live the way they want to live. Amen, when the preacher preaches them about something. Amen, they don't want to hear it. Come on now. I said they get mad at it. And they pout out the door. Amen, because you preach the thus saith. Amen, the word of the Lord. Amen, don't you know this morning? Amen, that God has ordained preachers. Amen, them that have rule over you. Amen, you need to submit yourself to them. Amen, don't go around thinking. Amen, you can make it in yourself. Amen, I always submitted myself to my pastor. And I still submit myself. Amen, to my pastor. Amen, and even Brother Caraway, who's now my pastor. Amen, a lot of regards. Amen, oh my, submit yourself. Amen, but people don't want to submit themselves to the preacher. Amen. They don't like authority. I done told you that. Amen. They like to do it their way. Amen. Well, preacher, you don't know everything. You're just 28 years old. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I don't know everything. Amen. I know you know that. Amen. But that was for the tape. Amen. Hallelujah. I said, I don't know everything. Amen. And I don't act like I know everything. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, though, when God, amen, speaks to my heart, amen, I deliver to you. Amen. Don't get mad at the preacher. Amen. They say, well, amen, little Johnny's just going through a stage right now. Amen. Little Sally, amen, she's just going through a stage right now. Amen. Oh, don't talk about that. Amen. Don't preach against that. Amen. But when little Johnny ends up, amen, on drugs. Amen. Or little Sally ends up pregnant. Amen. Who comes to the preacher then? Amen. That's where this woman was. Amen. She was in debt. And here she comes to the preacher. And the preacher gave her instruction. I said he gave her instruction. And that's the way God ordained it. Amen. Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Amen. He asked her, what? Amen. Understand, son, I got a lot to preach here. Amen. Understand this morning, there's nothing wrong with God. Amen. God is just the same as he was in the beginning, praise God. Amen. He ain't, amen, failed. He ain't come short. Amen. Oh, no, no, no. He's exactly the same that he's always been. Amen. And this morning, his God has never changed. And there's nothing wrong with God. Amen. Nor is there anything, amen, wrong with the oil that he has. Can somebody say amen to that? I said there's nothing wrong with the oil. Amen. There's nothing wrong with the miracle. I've thought about it several times. Amen. Already, and I've thought about it probably this week. Amen. Just out cutting the grass. Amen. You remember just a little bit after I got here. Amen. And some of you wasn't as alive as what you are right now. Can somebody say amen to that? Amen. But I remember the Lord. Amen. Dealing with my heart out there right by the trash can. Amen. Oh, and I thought the wind. Amen. Even though. Amen. Oh, my. Hey, but we may not understand God's a moving right now. He's still moving. I said he's still moving. Heaven, just as the wind is
on the outside of this church right now. Heaven, God has not changed. Heaven, the oil is still the same. Heaven, you and I this morning need to realize, heaven, we've got to have a miracle. I said we've got to have a miracle. Heaven, the debt, the creditors come. Heaven, our debt's before us. And if we don't do something about it, heaven, then we're not going to have much to give. Heaven, our grandsons and granddaughters, as years go on. Oh, yes. Amen. She came to the man of God. Amen, brother. Amen. Read there in verse number two. We'll just do this a little different here because I can't read what I got. Hallelujah. Yeah, what heaven you want me to do for you, woman? Come on now. Yeah, yeah. Hey, man, that's all she's got. Hey, man, just a pot of oil. How many know the oil is enough? Hallelujah. I said, how many knows? Hey, man, the oil is enough. Hey, man, some of you here this morning, hey, man, you may be filled up to the brim. And I wish you'd spill out on somebody else. Hey, man, I felt so, hey, man, filled up to the brim up here this morning. I didn't even know if we was going to Sunday school or not. Hey, man, oh, but I'm going to tell you what. Hey, man, even if you come to this house this morning and you don't have, heaven, a full pot of oil. Heaven, it don't make much difference. I said it don't make much difference. Heaven, because, amen, as we read on here in the text, heaven, we can see, heaven, how that it wasn't, heaven, this woman's responsibility, heaven, to have the oil so much, as it was, amen, to go get vessels. Can somebody say amen to that? Amen, I said he told her, heaven, to go borrow vessels. Heaven, borrow not a few. Heaven, go get you a lot of vessels. I mean, you know the reason. Do you kind of get what I'm trying to preach to you this morning? Amen. The reason that you don't have what you need, it's because God, you, amen, can have exactly what you want in God. You can have, amen, the tallest experience. You can have the widest experience. Amen. And you can have a cup full if you want it. Yes, you, amen, determine how much you have in God. Amen. And that's what, amen, this prophet, amen, Elisha told this woman, amen, oh, you say you just got it, just a pot of oil, I don't know how big the pot was, amen, that's all you've got left, amen, just a little, boy, that don't matter, amen, because God's got more of it, but he needs somewhere to put it. Can somebody say amen to that? I said he needs somewhere to put it, amen, a reason, amen, that we're not as filled up as what we need to be, it's because we don't make space available. Amen. We've got, amen, space for everything else. Amen. But when it comes to God, amen, we're only giving him this much. And that's why you got this much shout. Amen. You can talk about shouting all day long. You can talk about the old timers. And I know they left us with a debt. Amen. But, amen, you can still have the power of Almighty God. Amen. I said you can still have the power of Almighty God. Amen. The problem's not the oil. Amen. The problem is the vessel. Amen. Oh, don't just borrow just a few. Oh, I wish I was a preacher this morning. Amen. I'm trying to make one. Hallelujah. And y'all gonna watch me die trying? Hallelujah. Amen. Oh my, he said, don't you just borrow just a few. Amen. There's the preacher giving her some instruction. Oh my. You know why her and the son, amen, their sons were gonna be sold to slavery. If she didn't do something about it. If she didn't take the instruction. Amen. You this morning need to take the instruction. Oh, yes, you do. Amen. What he had, he said first. Amen. What do you got in your house? That's what he said. Amen. I want to ask you this morning, what do you have in your house? Amen. Do you have, amen, something that God can make a miracle out of? Come on now. Amen. Or do you have something that's going to hinder a miracle in your life? Oh, it ain't the preacher's fault. It ain't the Sunday school teacher's fault. It ain't the song leader's fault. Amen. It ain't the musician's fault. If we just have this and if we just have that. Amen. What you need to do, amen, is bring the vessels. Hallelujah. I said all you need to do is bring the vessels. Amen. Because God's got the same miracle. Amen. To keep your children. Hey, I said to keep your children. Amen. From being sold in slavery. Oh, I tell you, I don't want my little boy. Hey, we come home yesterday. Amen. Caden went out with us out there, witnessing. And amen. Got back home, asked him, what'd you think about that? He said, I liked it. Amen. I said, I like it too. And the Holy Ghost moved right on me. Praise God. I tell you what, I don't want him to be ashamed of the Holy Ghost. And when the Spirit of God moves on daddy, amen, whether it's in the house of God, amen, whether it's outside the house of God, in the supermarket somewhere, anybody ever spoke in tongues, in the middle of the grocery store, amen, I have, hallelujah, amen, because I've made my vessel, I said I brought God a vessel, and I'd say fill it up, amen, I said fill it up, amen, God, what have you got for me, that's what I want. Amen. Miracle. The miracle. Amen. What about our vessel this morning? Amen. Anything in there hindering our miracle? Amen. Are you blaming somebody else because, amen, what you don't have? Amen. I was talking to a brother this week. We were talking not about him particular, about this. Amen. But talking about somebody, not in particular a name, but just in reference. Amen. Oh my. I believe I mentioned something about the other night. How that some folks, amen, oh, they can find so much fault with everybody else. Amen. They can get to a place to where that, you know, they just feel like they'd do better if they just, you know, be able to go somewhere else or do something else, or you know what I'm talking about. Maybe if we had a few more young people, we'd shout a little more. Amen. Maybe if we had I'd do this or I'd do that. Amen. But the problem, amen, is not, amen, in the oil this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. The oil's been here. I felt the oil of God. I felt the miracle of God. Amen. Oh, but the problem is, amen, where are you at to receive it? Amen. You sitting around with your little cup, amen, trying to get a raindrop or two, amen, trying to just get just enough, amen, to make it through this week, amen, or amen, if you put out the gutter system, amen, you're trying to catch it, amen, every bit that comes by your way. I've told some of you separately, amen, every time I felt the Lord all morning this morning, I don't know one time I ain't felt the Holy Ghost, amen, there's some services I come into, amen, I don't feel him like that, amen, oh, but you know why I got my hands raised up. I got my receptors out. Amen. I've got him. I'm looking. Amen. This vessel wants to be filled. Amen. Not by the garbage of the world. Amen. By the Spirit and power of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Amen. The vessel. Amen. He's looking for a vessel this morning. He's looking for you. Amen. I know I've been preaching a lot about that lately. Oh, my, he's looking for you. He wants you. He desires you. He has need of you. Amen. You. Oh, my, you can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Amen. You don't have to have a preacher. Amen. You, amen, don't have to be called to preach. Amen. The Bible didn't say that the signs shall follow them that preach. I just feel like preaching to you here this morning. I feel like an evangelist with a pastor's authority. And that's very, 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 very. Amen. Woo. Amen. You about not to go down that avenue. Praise God. Oh, my. Hallelujah. It said that follow them, the signs shall follow them that believe. There's no reason, Sister Gloria. Amen. You may not feel like you're a lot in yourself. Amen. Sister Peggy, you may not feel like you're a lot in yourself. Amen. Oh, but if you'll be a receptor, amen, of God's sweet Holy Ghost, amen, everywhere you go, amen, folks could be getting healed, amen, you not know nothing about it, amen, when you walk by, amen, oh my, amen, Brother Corey could be healed. I said, when some of you walk by, amen, when some of you brothers, amen, shake Brother Corey's hand, amen, and hug his neck, amen, God could heal him instantaneously. Come on now, and because of what's in the vessel. Amen, we've heard. Amen, I ain't going to preach a lot about that, but we've already heard. God's not going to feel something unclean, something dirty. Amen, we can read the scripture there in Matthew and Luke. I believe it's recording all the Gospels. Amen, about, amen, putting new wine in an old bottle. What's going to happen? The bottle's going to burst. Amen, I said the bottle's going to burst. Oh my, you cannot, amen, come in here, amen, expect to have God's power. Amen, and not give yourself up to Him. Amen, preacher. You're preaching good this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, my vessel. Making the vessel. Amen. Available to God. Amen. Let me preach. I preached on a personal level. Anybody feel personal this morning? Amen. Anybody feel like I've got real personal with you? Amen. Where you at? Where you living at? Why don't you shout? Well, the preacher just ain't a good preacher. Amen. Let me tell you something. I like this. Hallelujah. Amen. One preacher said, he said that he is about to preach and he got his message together. And he got up there that night to preach it. And he said, I was trying this out on the Lord this morning. And the Lord liked it. He said, because when I tried it out on him, he said, I'd make my point. And he said, the Holy Ghost, amen, come in there. And he said, when he'd make this point or that point, he said, there's the Lord, Holy Ghost. He liked it. Praise God. And he said, if you don't like what I'm preaching to you, you don't like what God likes. Hallelujah. And the same Holy Ghost I felt here this morning, amen, preaching me on. Amen. Oh, if you don't like it, amen, you don't like what God likes. Amen. But I like what God likes. And I want what He's got. Amen. And whatever it takes, Brother Johnson. Amen. God, let me pour myself out. I said, let me pour myself out. Amen. That you might pour yourself in. Amen. Hallelujah. It's the vessel that's the problem. Well, amen, you think I'm really down on you. Amen. Let me go ahead and qualify. That's a big word for somebody as small as me to be using. Amen. Let me qualify myself here. Amen. I come into this church, amen, with no rebuke, with no reproof. Amen. Y'all thought you was going to like me. Amen. Then here comes the reproving and the rebuking. You may not like me. Who knows? Amen. Oh, but I'm trying to do it in the right spirit, baby. I come in here and I lifted us up and I pulled for us. You know what I was looking for? I was looking for, amen, is it really in you? Come on now. Hey, I said, is it really in you? I know some of you worship God, but some of you hadn't. Amen. Is it really in you? And I've been pulling for you. Amen. I've been worshiping God. I've been honoring God. And we've been worshiping the Savior. And how can't you, amen, shout to the top of your lungs, when Jesus Christ Himself, amen, walks in among us? Amen. But now, amen, God's just showing us. Amen. Oh, there's nothing wrong with God this morning. There's nothing wrong with the preacher this morning. Amen. There's nothing wrong with the authority of the church. Amen. What's wrong, amen, is our vessels. Amen. All we're doing is when the preacher says, okay, bring your vessel open and accept it to God. Amen. I wish I had some props if I thought about it, I'd had some. Amen. But you say, amen, I want you to have something as big as this. Amen. You bring in something like a tablespoon. Come on now. You say, okay, preacher. Amen. Some of you has graduated from a tablespoon to a cup. Come on now. You say, I'll bring in a cup. You say, you ain't liking this morning. Amen. Well, there you go back to Elijah. Amen. You don't like the instruction. Amen. You won't have the miracle. Come on now. I said, if you don't like the instruction, you say, I'll just sit at home and I'll read my Bible myself. And amen. I'll, you won't. Amen. You'll go to hell. So
want you to. I said, you'll go to hell. Heaven sitting at home. Heaven sighed in yourself. Heaven, oh, but if you'll say, I'll do what the preacher says. Heaven, I'll get them to do what the preacher says. I've never preached to you something. Heaven, that hadn't been in the Word of God. Heaven, I could prove by the principles. Heaven, of our most holy and righteous God. I'm not going to come in here and preach to you about things. Heaven, that ain't in the Bible. Heaven, I'm going to tell you what thus saith the Word of the Lord. Amen. He said, make your vessels available. Amen. Make your vessels available. Hallelujah. It'd be hard to ask for the waitress to fill your tea up if you hoarded it all the time, wouldn't it? Amen. I want my little vessel here. Amen. Well, we've been too personal here. Hey, let me tell you one more thing, and I'll quit and we'll go home because y'all ready anyway. Hallelujah. I may not be able to preach tonight. Who knows? I don't know that I got anything, but I got something right here, right now. And that's what's important. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh my, what about it? You say, oh, I've heard these old silly. If they didn't have so many young ears in here, I'd call them something. Amen. They ought to be called. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Just ignorant, I guess, in most ways. Amen. A lot of pastors in this world. Amen. Because they just give themselves a little pity party. Nobody likes holiness no more. Nobody. Hey, I just feel the Lord here. Y'all just have to blame Him. We just never, we're never going to have nobody come to our church. We never. We got to have 25 people and that's it forever. Amen. No, you don't. Amen. You know what we're doing on Saturdays? Amen. We're going out and we're getting the vessels. Come on now. I said, we're going out and we're getting the vessels and we're bringing them in. Amen. You say, oh, amen, they've had this and they've had that. Amen. Well, the miracle. Praise God. I said, the miracle. Amen. The oil. Amen. When God pours Himself into those brother, amen, into those sinners, and makes them brothers, and makes them sisters. Amen. Who's going to doubt it then? Amen. That's the reason. Amen. That we push and pull. Amen. Oh my, God can save. God can deliver. Just ask somebody to come to church. Amen. You say they won't like the preaching when he gets there. Hey, I got enough sense to know how to handle some folks. Some folks will never, anybody's got enough sense to handle them. Come on now. Amen. Now that's the truth right there. Amen. Some folks will never be able to handle them. They've been in the house of God for 85 years. Amen. Well, I preach to you this morning. Amen. Oh, my, where's our vessels at? Amen. Are you going to bring some vessels tonight? Are you going to bring some vessels to this altar this morning? You say, preacher, y'all are for hard. Amen. Well, I don't mean to be. Amen. But God. And don't you think, amen, if you was, this is how serious I felt the Holy Ghost. You know how serious this is? This is like being in a burning building. Amen. And having your little ones trapped in it. Amen. Hallelujah. I said, this is like being in a burning building. Amen. A church with no power. Amen. It's like being in a building. Amen. That's fully engulfed with flames. Amen. And you're standing there. Amen. Wondering what to do. Amen. And the preacher's hollering at you. Amen. Saying, get out of the building. Get out of the building. That's how serious it is this morning. Oh, my, let's stand all over the house. Amen. I said, it's that serious. It's even more serious. Amen. Because they may escape from the burning, amen, ruins of a building. Amen. But you'll never escape from the burning flames of hell. Never. Oh my, because you know the whole reason you're lost this morning. You know the whole reason that you're a rebel this morning is because, amen, you don't want the free gift God has given you. That makes you a rebel. Amen. I talked to this fella yesterday. I said, you really have fun? He said, yeah, I really have fun. He said, he asked me some questions about whether the devil was Jesus' brother.
And if you believe that, you're confused badly. Amen. Terrible. And I said, that ain't the truth. You know what I thought about up here a while ago? Amen. I'm glad the Lord reminded me of it because it's the right time to say it. You know the reason some of you won't soul witness and get out and witness to souls and won't tell people is because you don't believe what you got's ample enough. You ever been there? You ever been there? Brother Aaron, we're preachers. We can. Everybody else don't want to be transparent, but the preacher, you know, he has to be. Hallelujah. And if he ain't, you make him that way. Come on now. Hallelujah. Have you ever felt like when you went up to somebody and you told him, you said, the Lord's coming back. You ever felt that? That said, do you really believe that? You ever felt that? Yeah, you do. It ain't just you have. You do. You feel that. You ever say, well, won't you come to our church? We got a powerful church. Hey, man, you have to come see this. This little fella talks so fast he can't even get his breath. Come on, you have to come over there and hear our fantastic, wonderful Holy Ghost singing. Praise God. You know the reason you don't believe it for yourself. But you're looking at a preacher that believes it. Hey, man, when I looked at that man yesterday, hey, man, and I said, Jesus is coming. Hey, man, I could look him right in the eye and say, Jesus is coming. Praise God. And I believed it. And I knew it. And he had to come up with some crazy something like that. It's because he knew what I was telling him was the truth. Hey, man, and when we've opened up our vessels and we say, God, fill us with this. Heaven, that's why we get the Holy Ghost. Heaven, not so we can feel good. Heaven, so we can just shout, speak in tongues, and I love it. Amen. I'm planning on doing some of it. Amen. Oh, but it's to witness. Amen. It's to bring vessels in. It's to go get them. I'll say, come on in here. Come on in here. Amen. Come on around this altar this morning. Amen. Come on in here. Amen. When you go to that altar this morning, you're going to get what God has for you. Amen. When I looked at that woman, amen, and didn't have much clothes on yesterday. And everybody knows those kind of folks need to put clothes on, don't they? And I looked at her. I said, how things going good for you, I guess, right now. You're doping up, having yourself a good little pleasure. Amen. But she said, no. It ain't like that. Amen. I said, Jesus loves you. God cares about you. Hallelujah.